First, we talked about the blueprint itself. And you identified one of the things that I said, which is, who are you? I mentioned just a minute ago with Max that each of us has a blueprint from the time we're born. So how would you imagine people would feel if they heard that and believed that, wait, I have a full blueprint. I'm chock full of unique tools and assets that I can provide to the... How do you think people would feel? What would the gift be from that?
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and I am super excited. I have my former co-host as my guest, Tammy Brennan. She has not been on the show for a long time because she's Miss Popular now. And I am so happy to have Tammy Brennan, founder of The Blueprint Process, on this podcast. Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thank God this all came to fruition. There's no way you'd have convinced me years ago to do an SBA loan. And I had who you met, Dave Larson, back on the show recently talking about real estate. That guy, every time I show him a real estate deal, and you want to talk about integrity and always doing the right thing for people, Dave Larson, I'll just plug his office, DL Realty. I would take so many real estate deals to him, and he's like, Ken, now keep in mind, he's paid by commission.
Yeah.
Ken, don't do it. Ken, don't do it. Isn't this beauty like attracts like? You start attracting all these people. Right. I don't recommend you do it. But one time, and he wasn't going to get a full commission on this, that he said go do it because he was traveling on vacation. He's like, Ken... He didn't say he'd kill me, but he said, you better buy that building or I'll kill you.
Nice.
And keep in mind, his commission was like almost completely cut out because it's the one time he wasn't in. He says, you better do it.
Oh, wow.
That's integrity, right? And that's giving. So when I started going to these network events, I still barely go, but when I do go, and this started about 4 or 5 years ago, I went with the intentions like, you know what? I need a phenomenal loan officer. Really? I need a great loan officer and I need this. And so I was out there trying to find out how I can find the best ideal clients for them. And it all came for that one workshop and it's just brilliant.
Yeah.
And it made sense.
Yep.
How can I serve them? How can I get their ideal clients? Who are you looking for? And then that's how I knew how the people around me, my sphere of influence. So it's not about me, but it was how can I create more value for the clients that I serve?
Nice.
How can I create more value for listeners of the show?
Right.
And it was interesting. I shared this before we started the podcast. I'm trying to get this great author come on and talk about his book that's going to make him money. Like, I've had people say, hey, can I come on your show? I'll pay you money. I've always declined those. I do not want anyone coming on and paying me money to come on my podcast. I want to have authentic conversations. I want to share their stories. I want to share what they're doing. It's awesome to me. It makes my day, right? Tammy B is not paying me to be on this show, and vice versa. But I'm trying to get this one author to come on, and he wants to charge me a fee to come on my podcast, right? To promote his book that's going to indemnify him and make more money.
Talk
I was like, that's insane.
Yeah. 100% about what he can get.
That makes no sense to me. And I was like, man, I don't know if I like this book anymore.
Right.
That's maybe it's not so authentic anymore. Maybe there's something manipulative in what he's writing. We'll see. But the giving part, and it was amazing. Now all of a sudden networking events are exciting because I'm focused on what I can give to others, not what's in it for me. Like I experienced a decade ago, which I hated. It was miserable.
Yeah.
And then you see other behaviors, just miserable. I can tell you I've never found anyone, I want to get on that tangent, like how the alcohol and people drinking. And it's just, I've had one insurance agent years ago, he was a great mentor when I first got in the industry. He says, I've never have found that I've made a better decision after drinking. But anyway, that was a total tangent. Probably didn't need that for the show, but it was just interesting. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. But the giving part. So can you please, if I can stay for the next 5 minutes or whatever you need, and I think it'll be a great way to wrap things up. And then we'll have everything in the show notes for people to know how to reach out to. Talk about the peanut butter and jelly triangle and what that's obviously with what you want to focus on giving to others. But talk about that piece and how you help people do that for marketing.
Yeah. Happy to.
Speaking all of it.
Yeah. So peanut butter and jelly. I use a peanut butter and jelly triangle, whether I'm going to give a talk, write a book, do a podcast, do a video. Anytime I'm creating content that represents me and my business, I do a peanut butter and jelly triangle for a variety of reasons, but most importantly, so that the message is a gift, so that I represent not only what I do, but who I am. Those two objectives are key for peanut butter and jelly. That's why we do peanut butter and jelly. So to help you guys, since you cannot see this, Ken's point is a really good one. If you just grab a scratch piece of paper and 8.5 by 11 printer paper is fine, rip it out of a notebook, doesn't matter. 8.5 by 11, that's a good size to start with. And go ahead and draw a triangle. And I'll explain what Ken was talking about. And I do one of these super fast right before I get on a podcast, a talk, a book, or whatever. Whatever I'm doing, I do one right before. So peanut butter jelly is based in one piece of peanut butter, which is what you do. It's what your service is, what your product is, whatever. It is important that we let people know what it is that we do. We don't want to leave them confused. That is not a gift. And I often have people say, if I don't put peanut butter in, it sounds like I'm a life coach. Yeah, don't do that. Don't make them confused. Make sure you say what it is this particular message is about. And just so you know, one peanut butter and jelly triangle can work for a 5 to 7 minute video, like a 15 minute podcast, or one chapter of a book, just to give you some ideas. So if you're going to do a longer talk, you would do more peanut butter and jelly triangles, like 3 to 4, maybe, if you're going to do an hour long talk. I can go into much more detail. If any of you want, you're welcome to reach out to me and I'm happy to help. So at the top of the triangle goes the peanut butter. That's
I'm drawing
where you
this
put
right now again. So it's a good refresher
excellent.
For me.
Yeah.
All right. I'm drawing my peanut butter on the
nice.
Top.
Nice. So, yep. At the top goes peanut butter. The right-hand side is jam. And I refer to jam as anything that's true about you. So Ken knows his blueprint. So I would have him pull something out of his blueprint, something that is true about him that he wants his clients to understand. Something like a personal philosophy, or something that he's skilled at that he can help them with. Jam is essential because, as I said, most marketing just talks about what it is that I do, how you can buy from me today. Jam is who I am, because what we know today is that buyers are so much more savvy than they've ever been. They're not just interested in the product, the widget, the service. They're interested in who is the person behind that, because they know that it's relationship now. It's not just product or service, it's relationship. I want to feel like I can be and want to be in a relationship with that person. So they need to know who you are. They need to know something about you. So that goes in the right-hand corner. That is the jam. And most
so
of you-
So is jam jelly? I wasn't jam, saying it wrong.
It doesn't
the
matter.
Jam or jelly, okay.
Jam or jelly, yes. Whatever you prefer, you use what you prefer. That's a gift right there.
I wonder where jam came from. Okay, good. Now you just said it. Now I know why. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's on the other side of the triangle then? We got the peanut butter at the top of the triangle.
Yep.
We got the other point. We've got jelly or jam.
Yep,
so what's on
the right.
The other, what's on the left?
The left is actually where I start. The left is a story or an analogy. So I have this great example. I have a client who was out walking one day and he saw a lizard on a rock, and it looked like the lizard was doing push-ups, and it caught his attention and he thought it was so funny. We made a peanut butter and jelly triangle for that, for him.
For that story?
A lizard doing push-ups. Yeah. So you grab the bread, which is on the left-hand side, is a story or an analogy. Anything.
Where's the bread? Where's the bread at?
It's in this particular example, it's the lizard doing push-ups.
Oh, that's the story.
Yep.
See where I struggle on Tammy's conceptual. So here we go. So the bread is the story.
Yeah. Okay. Or you could also use something about Max. Let's run through an example. What's something that Max, yesterday was Easter. What was something that Max did yesterday that you just thought was the cutest thing ever?
He was
or the most frustrating.
He just absolutely loved. I'll tell you this story. And by the way, how much longer do I have with you, miss?
I want to be able to finish this. We're okay. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So I'd say one of the some great stories yesterday. I would say the one I'll share is it was so fascinating to me. He just loved hiding eggs. It was such a fun game for him for dinner. And so he just was very important that he kept wanting to hide eggs. He'd find the eggs. And he'd go hide them again. And he just really wanted to be a part of that. So something so simple, no cost, right? He just found it like so fun hiding the eggs everywhere, getting them, then hiding new stuff. And it was just very, I don't know, it's just the simplest things.
Why do you think he was interested in that?
I don't know. It was just fun for him. I know he's been real busy. So I know he loves spending time with me.
Yeah.
And I just think whatever game, like Uno, moving the eggs around, it's just, I don't know, but he just loved the cleverness of it, like different hiding spots he could come with, trying to trick. But then also he likes helping, so he's like showing where he hid everything too.
Oh,
But it was just very touching me just watching how he did it. It was just really fun. Mm-hmm. And I could share a whole bunch of stories from yesterday, yeah. But just some kids, not some of his cousins, just he felt a little screwed, a lot older than him, oh. And he's a little sad. And I said, hey, buddy, why don't we just go walk around the block? And you hold my hand. And he just held my hand and we just walked around the block and talked and just enjoyed our walk. But all those, so I would say it's like the little moments and stuff that seems like such little things are big things. But that is bread.
Yes. Okay. So we could use either one of those, actually. We could either use you walking around the bus, seeing that he was bombed and being excluded maybe a little bit from the bigger kids game. And you just seeing that and grabbing his hand and going for a walk. We could use that. Or we could use for the left-hand corner. Or we could use the fact that he kept rehiding the eggs, which I think is hilarious. Which one do you want to use?
Well, we'll do the rehiding egg thing. That's
okay. So we put that on the left-hand side. Just a cute, simple story, seemingly innocent, and certainly we have no idea how does this possibly relate to life insurance. But this is where it gets...
Life insurance, yeah. Or anything, yeah.
Yeah, this is where it gets really fun. Because with this story, not only are you opening the chest so people see you, they understand you better. They understand even a little bit about your family. And they understand a little bit better about why you do what it is that you do. So it's the whole point for peanut butter and jelly marketing, not only to promote what it is that you do, but who you are. So on the left-hand side was this great little story about Max and rehiding eggs. All right. So on the right-hand.
I'm interested to see how eggs will tie to a life insurance product. This will be interesting.
I know. It's so much fun. Okay. So on the right-hand side, we've got to find something from your blueprint. So you've got your 10 or 12 top words that we've pulled out of your blueprint. Is there one of them that's jumping out to you right now as connecting with the Max story?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
It's okay. Take your time. This is good. This is what we have to do.
You know me. You probably know my top 10. I should know my keywords. Call me out. I don't know them, Tammy.
That's okay. No worries. So what I'm going to do, just so everyone knows, and by the way, this always takes a little bit as people are getting used to this whole thing. As they're getting used to it, it takes them some time to get to figure it all out. Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm pulling up your top words.
No, please don't share them with the world. Just pick one.
No, I won't. I love this one. Oh, I love that one.
Who's like Captain Impromptu and like being quick on my feet. Like I'm
right.
Stumped. I don't know what my top 10 are.
No, it's totally fine. Okay, so here's a fun one. I have a feeling that, one of Ken's favorite things is flipping the script. So doing things that are a little different. So here's little Max, right? And the idea is mom and dad hide the eggs and you go out and you find the eggs and then you're done, but not for Max. He was totally looking to repurpose that. He wanted to prolong that, right? So he flipped the script. He's like, why do I have to follow? It's not like he actually said this, but he's probably thinking in his mind, how can I get more out of this, right?
So yeah, he always wants more, right? He wants to play with me. He'll stretch out. He doesn't want to stop. So it's interesting. Very good.
It's awesome. And it's showing, by the way, kids have their own blueprints right from the get-go. So it's super fun to watch your kids and figure out their blueprints. It's amazing that as a kid, he's thinking, okay, why are we stopping? I don't want to stop. Let's keep going. That ability to flip the script, the confidence, and that brainstorming technique, think, how can I make this out of more? How can I do more with this? All right. So what Ken would do then is in the lower left-hand corner of the triangle, he's got this story with Max rehiding the eggs. In the right-hand corner, he's got something from his blueprint, something that's true about Ken as the provider, which is he loves to flip the script. What was he telling us earlier in this very podcast? He was saying he was flipping the script naturally from the way that many providers do any kind of business, doing whatever they can, manipulating the sale, manipulating the conversation to get the sale no matter what. But Ken, from the very get-go, was flipping the script, even if it meant that the entire month he only earned $395 or $350 or whatever it was. Yeah. Ken is flipping
enough to pay the power bill, right?
Right. Which is, that's a win. Yeah, that's a win. So at the top now, we go back up to the top, which is the peanut butter again. And that's what Ken does, right? That's what his business does, which is work with whole life insurance. So we go up there.
That's one component. Yes, but you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So now we ask the question, okay.
My baby, my Bankosaurus.
Is Bankosaurus, right. So how does the Bankosaurus help people flip the script? Or how does Ken's service flip the script for people? And it's what I just mentioned. Instead of trying to get you into a policy today for the low price of whatever, instead of using language like that and high pressure techniques, Ken flips the script, and this would become a marketing message, because he wants to make sure it's right for you. He doesn't just want to, by default, get you into that policy. He will only do it if it's right for you. So that's the peanut butter up at the top. Now, here comes the key ingredient, and that's the center. The bang on center of the triangle is, what is the gift? So, Ken, put yourself in your audience's shoes, and you're doing this as a podcast, or you're using this triangle as a video or as a blog. Now, what is the gift that you want them to receive during the message itself? So just so you know, many people make the mistake of thinking that when I say gift, sign up for my emails today and I'll send you a free PDF or a free version of my book or a free whatever.
Which is give me something before I get you something,
yes.
By the way.
Yes, you nailed it. Of course you saw through that. Yes, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about during the course of this message, Ken, you're providing a gift and it's usually some kind of an emotional charge that they get because they're listening to your message. So whether it's a sense of endearment about you and Max, or whether it's a sense of hope.
Oh, like sharing, like for example, like sharing joy.
Perfect.
Okay.
Lovely.
Sharing that joy.
That's awesome. That just through the...
Dude, I've got your peanut butter and jelly. I've got this triangle. I know how this has evolved. And I think you started sharing this about a year ago. You know, I struggled with... I think I've got this, don't I?
You totally do. Yeah. And again, it's been a kind of a natural part of your wiring anyway to give.
So the gift could be like giving joy, a feeling.
Yep. Courage.
But it's
hope.
Got you. So the gift's not giving something. It's not like giving a product or is it giving information? Is information a gift?
It can be. It can. Absolutely, it can be. A tip. Sometimes in your podcast, you're introducing them to a resource. Like you mentioned, the mortgage lender, the real estate guy or whatever. So sometimes that could be a gift. But really what it is, it's an emotional charge that we're giving them. You just talked about joy. Hope is often once confidence, relief, trust.
I've probably done this triangle backwards for the podcast. Everything's impromptu for me. But the gift... So you tell me if I got this right now, I'll put you a little bit on the spot and me on this. But the gift, I wanted you back on it. For me, I wanted you back on the show because you create an incredible amount of value for me. And I wanted to share what you do with everyone who listens to this podcast.
Right.
And then knowing that it's going to land on some people that you're the perfect fit for.
Oh.
So is that the gift of this podcast? No.
No. It's a great, great question.
I hate it when you do that to me. I think I got it nailed down. This has been my coaching with Tammy since day one. I think I finally figured out the conceptual cloud to cloud stuff. I think I got it. And she says, no, you're wrong. So please inform me. So that's not the gift. So the gift isn't you for the listeners. So what's the gift of this?
That's yucky, isn't it?
No, I didn't think it was. Yeah. I don't find you yucky. So tell me about that.
Okay. No, I understand that. But that's a manipulative tactic to say I'm the gift. No,
Now I'm confused. I thought I had an A. And now I'm at D level.
No.
So how is you as a guest on the show not a gift? How is that manipulative?
Because it's transactional. You can only get the gift if you work with me. If you're lucky enough to work.
No, that's not what I mean. Let me clarify.
Okay.
Whether anyone picks up the phone or talks to you, I don't know. I don't have any empirical data to show this.
Yeah.
I am pretty confident that 99% of the people listening to the show will take the ideas and concepts that I share as a gift. They're going to take it to their advisor that they've known for a long time, say, hey, I just learned about this. Can you do this? Mm-hmm. And the advisor will go, now, is the advisor going to do it like I really do? I don't know. It could be a perversion of it. But there is no reaching out to me. I'm always available to help point people in the right direction. But there is no reaching. There is no, you have to do transaction with me. It's like, they're going to take those ideas and concepts and they're probably going to implement it with their friends or do it themselves, or they're going to take it to their trusted advisor.
Or they might come to you. The gift is
rare,
before
maybe.
That.
So oh, the I
gift,
see.
Yeah, the gift isn't me. It's like you said, it's what we talked about today.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean. The gift, oh, shoot. See, this is where I need to improve my language.
That's
no,
okay.
The gift isn't them getting you. The gift was the ideas and the language and concepts that are sharing about the peanut butter, jelly, and bread.
Yep. So today...
That's the gift, the content. Yep.
Today we talked about the blueprint process.
I feel like B now.
Yeah, you're doing better.
All fired up. So this is how she and I get fired up because I think I did well and I found I was wrong. But I actually did have it right. I just didn't clearly state it.
You did,
the content's the gift.
Right.
What you're sharing for everyone listening
right.
on what they can implement for marketing is the gift. They don't have to transact with you. They can run with it.
Exactly. So we want to actually look at, so today I would say that we basically did two different peanut butter and jelly triangles. So they're actually two gifts from today. Now, the beautiful thing about identifying this ahead of time is both you and I then can really focus everything we say to make sure that it delivers the gift. I still think we did just fine. It's fine.
We did fine in reverse.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Okay. So first we talked about the blueprint itself. And you identified one of the things that I said, which is, who are you? And I mentioned just a minute ago with Max that each of us has a blueprint from the time we're born. So how would you imagine people would feel if they heard that and believed that, wait, I have a full blueprint. I'm chock full of unique tools and assets that I can provide to the, how do you think people would feel? What would the gift be from that? Right?
Me who's tongue-tied, I don't know if I'm supposed to answer that. That sounds like a rhetorical question.
You can. Do you have an answer that's coming to you?
The gift from what?
From knowing that, oh my gosh, I have a blueprint?
It was an incredible gift. It was the very nature of you. It's just the extraction, right? But yeah, that goes back to the beginning of this podcast where I was saying like probably the greatest value of me seeing that blueprint, what you pulled out that was already innate in who I was and what I was, I don't have to apologize anymore for. I was drawn to it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So the way I am is not a mistake. It's on purpose.
A blessing.
Oh, what a gift that is.
Something so that should be embraced and amplified.
Yes. Yes. Something that I might write down in the middle of that triangle is empowerment. The gift.
It's a whole different world, right? Because you can move forward without fear.
Yeah.
Without concerns.
See, we want people to feel the gift right as we're delivering the message. So I would say empowerment as an example, because hopefully that's how people felt when they heard that. Oh my gosh, I don't have to apologize anymore for who I am. I don't have to try to change who I am. Of course, we always want to be better, but we don't want to be different. We don't want to try to.
Yes, if you make a mistake, you should apologize. You don't have
to
apologize for your, yes, yeah. No, it's really good.
Yeah, so empowerment would have been that. And then we went to the marketing, and that was a whole nother triangle. So we were talking about the marketing. Now, for me, if I put myself in the listener's shoes and I'm a business owner and I think, oh my gosh, I'm so up to here with typical marketing. I hate going to those networking events like Ken was talking about, how everybody wants to sell and nobody wants to buy. I hate the way that feels.
We flipped the script.
Yes, exactly. We flipped the script. So for me, listening to the two of us flip the script on typical marketing, I might be excited. That might be the gift. Oh my gosh, there's another way. I would be excited to find that way, pursue that way. So excited to know that there's actually another way and that's tried and tested.
Yeah, another way to play the game, right? And the game of life. Not that I discount the importance of life or money. I just like calling it a game and how we move and operate through it and how we like to play the game. We can play the game being angry. We can play the game being happy. We can play the game being incredibly competent, or we could play it being mediocre. But I held you way over time. But I think
that's okay.
Do you think everyone understood the gift of your triangle, the peanut butter, the jelly, the story?
I think
I
so.
I got it.
Yeah, just as
if you cut me off at the knees and said I was wrong, but I actually was right. I just didn't say it correctly. So the gift wasn't you physically, but the content and value of what you're sharing.
Yep. And what they felt as they heard us talking.
I could tell you if I was turning this on, just listening to you. And by the way, hearing that exists. And having that revelation, if I'm listening to this podcast, it would be very interesting to me, right? Now, which would, of course, so I would have received that gift. I'd have understood, hey, that's empowering of what could be there for me.
Yep.
And of course, you could easily see, as long as you have the right intention, but you could see how that could become transactional because someone might be brave enough to pick up the phone and meet Tammy B.
Right.
Who will then tell them that they're wrong.
After telling them they're perfect, just as they are.
Yeah. So I have one last question. I know you have to run. We're going to have everything in your show notes. What's the best way for everyone to reach out to you? Miss Tammy B?
Either sell, they can text me at 541-501-7020, or they can email me, Tammy, T-A-I, at blueprintprocess.com. And then, of course, they can look at the website, blueprintprocess.com.
I can't believe you had your cell phone. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I only work with my ideal people. So I totally trust them. And yeah, I love when I hear from them.
So I was at an event. It was like a year or so ago and you were speaking. And I do find him very interesting. I hope I bump into this advisor again. He had his head down. He wasn't, which he shouldn't have been doing. He was on his phone texting and you were speaking. And, but it was a huge compliment. He like looked up and I guess he interrupted you. He probably shouldn't have, but 2 minutes later, he said, like, holy cow, I thought you were like a recording because the way you speak incredibly well. And I am curious, were you ever trained on speaking or presenting, or have you always naturally, there's no ums, there's no pauses, you don't get pulled on tangents. So is that just a natural skill set, or did you have any coaching or education on how to speak the way you, because it's been 5 years and I still listen, I always have to review my podcast before they go out. And I'm like, one of these days I will have arrived. And one of these days I will speak. You hear my dad speak. I got to get him on the show again. It's been a long time since I've had my dad on the podcast. He is such an incredible public speaker. You are an incredible public speaker and one-on-one too, which is actually a very unique gift too. It's usually just one way or the other. So any training? Did you do Coach Masters? What's the coffee? Toastmasters.
Yeah. Right.
Have you done any formal, or you just naturally have always spoke this way?
Yes. So I've not done any training. I will say that people are naturally gifted in a variety of ways. That's the whole blueprint thing. But when it's put into our blueprint, it's put in at a raw form. And so what we have to do is we have to identify those blueprint items and use them to gain proficiency. So it's a long way of answering. I have not trained. I do have it within me naturally to do, but I get, as time goes on, I get better. And it doesn't hurt that I absolutely adore this topic and I study it like the back of my hand.
That helps too. So you come in really prepared and it's just like air, like you breathe it. Very good.
Which is true for all of our natural gift sets. It's so natural to us that it's breathing. And that's why people need to know them and use them.
Tammy B, you are a phenomenal co-host. You're a phenomenal guest. I always love my time with you. Thank you for coming on the show. I hope that those listening to the show, that this resonates, this conversation. I would encourage you reaching out to Tammy B. Definitely, as far as, I don't want to say transformations for me and how I've grown. You're definitely a big part of that. And so thank you, Tammy B. And thank you for being a guest on the Engineer of Finance podcast. And thank you to all the listeners who listen and support the show. Thank you.
My pleasure, Ken. Thank you.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.